Yesterday we began discussing the Inyan of Sveikus, and we spent the better part of the day discussing the Rambam Shita, which is of course the more Mechudishtika Shita. The Rambam holds that Safik Dairaisa really mina Torah is Lakula, and it's only a Dindra Rabbanon to be Machmer in a Safik Dairaisa. Today we turn our attention to the Rashba Shita. The Rashba holds, as do most Rishayim, that a Safik Dairaisa min HaTaira is L'chumra. The part of the Dini HaTaira is that a Safik Dairaisa is L'chumra. And what is the main Chakira in the Shita Sarajba is one Inyan, which is the main question in the Lomdis Safik Dairaisa L'chumra. And it's a question which I've discussed here in previous years on many occasions. And the question is, if when the Torah says, Safik Dairaisa L'chumra, is that a Vada Yisr? Or is that a Safik Yisr? Is that definitely Asr? Is that Asr Vitam Safik? Now the best way to illustrate the Chakira is the way I explained it last time. Those of you who've heard this from me two or three times already, I beg your forgiveness. The best way of illustrating it is the case where you have a person who sits down in front of a plate of food, and the plate of food is Safik Yisr. His wife comes home for supper, his wife says, guess what? Guess what's for supper tonight? I went out and bought some meat, and now I found out it's Safik Yisr, the butcher shop I went to had kosher and treif, and it got mixed, and we don't know which is which, and it's Safik Yisr. Safik which is a Safik Yisr Dairaisa, Safik Neveil. So, what's the halacha? He calls the Rav will tell you, now let's eat it, Safik Dairaisa L'chumra. What happens if the person goes and says, you know what? I'm going to eat it. I'll take my chances. I'm willing to take my chances. I'll eat it. And when I get up to Shemayim, Machamei of Esrim, I'll find out, you know, if I won or I lost. I'm playing the lottery. I'll eat the Safik Yisr. Machamei of Esrim, I'll come up to Shemayim. It's a 50-50 chance. Maybe they'll tell me it was Nevela. Maybe they'll tell me it was Ksher. So he eats it, and he comes up to Shemayim. And they tell him, you know what? The piece you ate was kosher meat. So was he over in Isser in what he ate? He took his chance in Safik Dairaisa. And he ate it. If you say Safik Dairaisa is L'chumra min HaTaira, B'Taira's Vadai, then when he gets up to Shemayim, Machamei of Esrim, and you tell him the meat you ate was kosher, he says, Yippee. If they finish saying Yippee, they'll tell him, yeah, but you can get a punishment anyway. Because it was Asr. He'll say, what do you mean it was Asr? It was only a Safik. But if you hold Safik as Asr b'teres vadai, it means, yeah, but you ate an Isr. This Isr is an Isr of Safik d'Araisa. Even though the animal was shechted, it was shechted properly, but it was still Safik Isr, and Safik Isr is a vadai type of Isr. It's a vadai Isr. So if you hold that Safik d'Araisa l'chumra is an Asr mitam vadai, then he'll be punished. If you hold Safik Dairaisa L'chumra is mitam Safik, it's mitam Safik, that means you're not taking chances. So if a person took his chances, maybe it's chasar in Yerushalayim, or they're punished for a lack of Yerushalayim. But as far as what he ate, it wasn't Isser. It was only Asim mitam Safik, you're not taking a chance. If you take a chance and it's Hatta, then it's Mutter. These are the two ways to learn Safik Dairaisa L'chumra according to the Rashba, who holds that it's Isr Dairaisa. You can learn that it's a Vada Yisr, or you could learn that it's a Safik Yisr. The Svara Chitzayna would say, if you had no Makairis for this, what would you say? I think most people would say at first glance that it's a Safik Yisr. No? You'd say it's a Safik Yisr. You don't know what it is. So you're misupik. So it's a safik iser. I think that would be malabatish, what most people at their first understanding would say, that it's a safik iser. Who's the one that says it's a vada iser? Reb Shimon. He has Reb Shimon many times. Reb Shimon in the Shari Yasher says in Shar Aleph, Parakhes, that it's a vada iser. A safik tairaisa, what do you mean it's maybe mutter? The Torah said, it's Aser, so it's Aser, finished. Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai, he told us in many dinim. And one of the dinim he told us is, that Safik Tairais L'Chumra. Tairais L'Chumra means that you're definitely not allowed to eat it. It's a Vaday Aser. So the Sheet of Reb Shimon, and this is a Tshuvas Tzemach Tzedek who says this, that it's a Vaday Aser, it's Aser without a question, doesn't matter, Klapi Shmaya Galia, what the truth is. If you have a Safik Tairaisa, it's 100% also. It's not 50% also, it's 100% also. Lishum Shari. And the strongest raya that Reb Shimon brings is the raya from a carbon Ashim Talui. You bring an Ashim Talui, if you eat Safik Chalev, so you go to the Beis HaMikdash, you have to eat, you have to bring carbon. So you eat the Safik Chalev, you bring a carbon. Right? How could you bring the carbon? Maybe what you ate was kosher. Maybe what you ate was kosher, and you don't need a kapara, and this carbon is chulun ba'azara. How could you bring the carbon? Maybe you weren't over any avera at all. From the fact that you bring a carbon is a raya, that you were definitely over an avera. When you eat safik iser, you definitely did an avera. A raya, you definitely need a carbon. You definitely need a kapara. So that's a raya, that it's a vada yisr. Good raya, no? So this is the raya to Reb Shimon's. Maybe you bring the carbon because you put yourself into a safik. Maybe you bring the carbon because you put yourself into a safik. And what's the avera of putting yourself into a safik? Is that a vada yisr avera or a safik avera? If you need a kapara for sure, it means it's a vaday avera to put yourself into a safek. So it could be you're not over on the isra of not eating chalev, you're over on the isra of putting yourself in a safek, which we call that once a 614th mitzvah. But there are 613 mitzvahs in the Torah. And the 614th mitzvah is safek derais l'chomer. But you're definitely over on that avera of safek derais. So you can look at it the way you're looking at it, but it's still a vaday yisra. That's Reb Shimon's mahalach. Rabbi Chanan disagrees with the Kovetz Mamorim in Perek Membeis, Ois Hei and Vav. It's something you should look at inside. Rabbi Chanan brings this opinion of Reb Shimon, he calls it the Tzemach Tzedek. And he doesn't come to a Vade conclusion, but he's noita to saying it's a Safik Yisr. And he brings two rayas. He brings more than two, but I'll mention two easier rayas. That it's a safik iser. And I guess part of our challenge is to try to answer the rayas because Reb Shimon is saying tavada yisr. I guess if you want to defend Reb Shimon, which in previous years we all seem to like Reb Shimon's mahalach, if I recall correctly. You have to try to answer the rayas. Let me tell you the rayas. First raya is from Yeridei. There's a mitzvah of Kisei Adam. What's the mitzvah of Kisei Adam? Huh? You shecht an animal, you have to cover its blood. Anybody know? It's a trick question. An animal, there's no mitzvah of Kisei Adam. Okay, it's only on a bird or a chayim, a wild animal. A Kisei Adam is a mitzvah when you shecht a bird, chicken. If you go to chicken shchita, you'll see Kisei Adam. If you go to a behemah shchita, you won't see Kisei Adam. Right. Kisei Adam is on oifais and chayais. There's a mitzvah you shecht to cover the blood. Now that's only if you do a good shchita. A shchita that's ray l'achila, that's matir, the bird, to achila, is mechayiv you Kisei Adam. A shchita she'ein aruya. Let's say someone does a shchita and he messes up in his shchita. he shechts and he feels as he's shechting that something went wrong. He pressed the wrong way or he cut the wrong spot. A shechita she'ein aruya, shechita that's not matir the meat v'achiva. There's no mitzvah kisei adam. Kisei adam is only on a shechita haruya. Question. What happens if I shecht an animal and I'm misupik if it's a good shechita or not? I'm not sure if something went wrong in the shechita. Okay, so I'm the shechit and I say right away, I shecht the animal, I say, you know what? I don't know if that was a good shechita. As I was shechting, I felt there was pressure, or I felt whatever it was. The apostles, I'm a supik if it's a good shechita. What's it do? Is the meat mutter? Is the meat mutter? It's not a trick question. Safik nevela. It's awesome. Safik darais l'chum. The meat is awesome, right? The meat is safik nevela. So I shech this bird. And I'm a supik if I did a good shechita. It's a suffix shechita. The meat is awesome. Do I have to do kisei adam? In Shulchan Aruch it says to do kisei adam without a bracha. It's a suffix. It's a suffix if it's a good shechita. So you do kisei adam without a bracha. According to Rav Shimon, what should be? According to Rav Shimon, that should be. If I shecht an animal and I'm not sure if I did a good shechita, not an animal, a bird. If I shecht a bird and I see that it's not, I'm a supik if it's a good shechita, is that meat vada yisr or safik yisr, according to Reb Shimon? According to Reb Shimon, it's vada yisr. There's no question. Reb Shimon says it's vada yisr. So why should I do kisei adam?
Shechita is also vada shechita.
It's a suffix shechita. What does that mean? Kisei Adam is a suffix teraisa. But Kisei Adam is only in a shechita that's matir the chicken or whatever it is to eat. Was this shechita matir to eat?
Is it depending on whether it's matir to eat or whether it was a good shechita?
The halacha is it has to be a shechita that's matir. It has to be a shechita that's matir the meat. So if the shechita is not matir the meat, so why should I do kisei adam? Good question. No? If it's a shechita, that's a safik. So we all understand you do kisei adam. It's a safik. You don't eat the meat, then you do kisei adam. Frekt Rabbi Chanan, according to Reb Shimon, that a safik the rice is a vadai. So what's going on? What's happening? Huh? This is the it's a shaka kasha.
Just to eat on the kind of something nice to the phone, the shikha itself could be that the shikha and some would have it exist, was a good shikha, and would have been not to eat. And the rule that we apply something nice to the phone comes down later. The shikha itself could be good.
Right, so you have some homework. If your teretz will be good, you have to do some research. And look, which pasuk we learn that kisei adam is only a shechita aruya. If that pasuk excludes nevela, you're right, because it doesn't exclude sabbat derasis. But if the pasuk says that if you can eat it, you do kisei, which I think is what kisei, then your teretz will be incorrect. So what you have to do is look at how Chazal interpret the drasha. Maybe that'll be a mahalach to try to answer. It's similar to what Yanki was saying before. So maybe that's a way of answering. Now, Kapanit, this is Rabbi Chanan's first kasha. Rabbi Chanan's second kasha is from a din in Hilchis Tzitzis. There's a din in Hilchis Tzitzis that if you have a jacket which has a slit in the back, as most jackets do, if that slit goes up more than 50% of the baguette, then those are considered two corners in the back, and it's chayiv and tzitzis. If you have an undershirt with a slit on the side, if that slit is less than 50% of the baguette, it's patur from tzitzis. If the slit on both sides, is more than 50%, then those corners are chayiv in tzitzis. That's a halach in Shulchan Aruch. What happens if the slit is exactly 50%? Exactly 50%. It's a safik. 50% is a safik. You put tzitzis on it, if it's a safik. Safik deraisa. Assuming it's a beggar that's chayiv in tzitzis menatayrim. Cut 50%. So do you have to put tzitzis on? Yes. Safik deraisa l'chomer. What? Just cut a little more. Nice. If it's, we're trying to learn the halach. So you have a beggar that's 50% up, exactly 50%. So it's chayiv in tzitzis misafik. Yet, it says in Shulchan Aruch, that on Shabbos, you're not allowed to go out with that beggar. You're not allowed to wear that outside with the tzitzis on. Because it may be that those tzitzis, that the beggar is pater from tzitzis. And if the beggar is pater from tzitzis, then the tzitzis you attached are extra and they're carrying. It's a question of Eitzah. Again, it's very logical. It's a suffix. So in Hilchit Tzitzis Yemachmir, and in Hilchit Shabbos Yemachmir. In Hilchit Tzitzis Yemachmir, you put on the strings. In Hilchit Shabbos Yemachmir, you don't wear it out. But according to Reb Shimon, that suffix Deiraisa is a Vadei Chiyuv. So 1 minute. Is this Beged Chayiv in Tzitzis? Yeah. Yes, it's Vadei Chayiv. Because it's a suffix. And according to Reb Shimon, a suffix is Vadei Chayiv. So if a suffix is Vadei Chayiv, so then it shouldn't be carrying on Shabbos. If it's only Chayiv mitam suffix, I can understand. But if it's Vadei Chayiv in Tzitzis, so why can't you go out with them on Shabbos? So this is Rabbi Chanan's second kasha on Reb Shimon. And again, a shtaka kasha. How are you going to answer this one? Why? So why is that carrying? If I have a mitzvah deraisa, it's mechayim me to put on tzitzis. Why is that carrying? I have some as mechayim. What's the mitzvah where the chiyuv comes from? So we have two rayas. So we have machlekes. Rabbi Chanan learns it's neither to say it's two rayas. A safik deraisa is only mitam safik. And Safik, the Shimon says, Safik Derais is Matam Vada. So if you have this person who ate the Safik Nevela, it comes up to Shemaim, Lachamei of Esrim, he has to find out two things. 48 was kosher or not. Even if it was kosher, he has to find out if the Ik is like Rav Shimon or Rav Chanan. Right? When Shemaim did pass like Rav Shimon, then he was over on a Derais. When Shemaim did pass like Rav Chanan, then he's in better shape, right? And he still shouldn't have eaten it, but at least he's not over on the rest. B'chayra, I have my own ha'ara to add from a Mishnah Berurah, which is really Rabbi Kivaga. Mishnah Berurah brings in Hilchos Birchas Hamazon in Simen Kuf Pei Dalit. I think it's Sif Yud Gimel or Yud Dalit. It says in Shulchan Aruch that if you're not sure if you benched, you ate a meal and you're not sure if you benched, you're misupik. Happens. So what's the din? Do you have to bench?
If you ate the
kedei sviya, if you ate enough to be mechuyev in benching the natayr, so then you have to repeat the bench. Because you're a safik, deraisa l'chumra. So you're not sure if you benched or not, so you're going to have to bench again. Of course, the best thing to do is to wash and eat more bread, and then certainly have to bench. But the Shulchan Aruch is told you have no more bread. What? What about? So if you're a Masiach Das for meeting, so then you make a new bracha. If you're not Masiach Das, then you wouldn't. But the bracha Rishon is in the Rabbana. So it depends. If you, let's say you ate at home, you come to yeshiva, you're not sure if you benched. So you definitely have to make a new bracha Rishon, you're a Masiach Das for meeting. Question is, do you bench? So, of course, the best eitzah is to eat more bread. Unless you have no bread. No more bread, it's all you have, or it's Tisha B'Av, and you don't remember if you bench, it's already Tisha B'Av, you can't eat. So now, do you bench? Safik Deraisa L'Chumra, you bench. That says in Shulchan Aruch. So, the Mishnah Berurah, What happens if you're ready to bench, and you have someone with you who's positive he didn't bench yet, but he doesn't know how to bench? Could you be mitzi him? Could you be mitzi him now and bench him? What would you say? He definitely didn't bench. You're not sure. So what did you say? Could you be mitzi him? Could you be mitzi him? According to Reb Shimon, yeah. Right? According to Reb Shimon, you could be mitzi him. You definitely have to bench. According to Reb Elchanan, can be mitzi him. You're just mesupik, and he's a vada. In Mishnah Berurah, it says that you could be mitzi him. He brings Mishnah Berurah Kinda Eda that you could be mitzi him. That seems to be a raya to Reb Shimon from the Mishnah Berurah. So what I did is the Mishnah Berurah brings it from Rabbi Kiva Ega. What?
This person can't.
He can't bench.
I have to be benching to be mitzvah. I'm just reading it for him. I have to be benching.
Okay, good. What I did is I looked up the Rabbi Kiva Ega that the Mishnah Berurah is quoting. Rabbi Kiva Ega, Taka gives a different reason. Rabbi Kiva Ega writes that Me'ikar Adin, because Kol Yisrael are Ravim Zulazu, I'm really, even if I, not Mechayiv in benching, I could be Mitzi him with benching. Atzarvus, I feel a Yatza Mitzi. Now we don't do that L'chatchila. L'chatchila, if he doesn't know how to bench, I would say the words, he would say it along, and I wouldn't say Hashem's name. But Me'ikar Adin Zakrebeki Vega, I feel a Yatza Mitzi. So Rabbi Kiva Ega, that's the reason when I'm benching for a Safik, I can be mitzi. So from Rabbi Kiva Ega's reason, he's not giving Reb Shimon's reason. It sounds like Rabbi Kiva Ega holds more like the Rabbi Chanan. So Rabbi Kiva Ega says, why when I'm a Supik if I have to bench, could I be mitzi someone? The reason is because Mikra Adin am Yatza mitzi. Even if I was Yatza Red, I could be mitzi. So from Rabbi Kiva Ega's language, it sounds a little more like Rabbi Chanan. But Al Kapanim, this will be an afkamina between the two Mahalchim. What the reason is. So this is the Iker Kler in the Rajba. Coming back to our Gemara. Our Gemara said, my Kamash Malan Tanina. Our Gemara says, Pesach Pesach Metzasi Nemelah Yisrael. So Gemara asked the question, why are you nematasar this woman? Because of Shavya Nafshech Hatichah Vissura, Frak the Gemara, my Kamash Malan, we learned it already. I'm Elisha Kidesh Tich, the Emeris Le Kidesh Tani. So yesterday we mentioned, we were talking yesterday according to the Rambam, let's talk now according to the Rashba. L'chaira, what's my Kamash Malan Tanina? The Tanina case is a case of Adai Yisr. The Tanina case, if you say, tell the woman Kiddush Tich, you're saying she's a Vada Yisr. Our case of Pesach Pesuach Metzasi, Ayeshes Kayin, is a Safik Yisr. So what's the Gemara's kashya? My Kamash Malan, we learned it already. Well, you learned it already by a Vada Yisr. Rabbi Loza here is coming to tell us by a Safik Yisr. It's a bigger Kiddush by a Safik Yisr than a Vada Yisr. What's Pshat the Gemara? My Kamash Malan Tanina. I learned it already. What do you mean you learned it already? That's talking by a Vada Yisr. Pesach Pesuach Metzasi is a Safik Yisr. A Yeshus Kain, it's Chad Safik, but it's a Safik. So Bishlam Alay Rib Shimon, it's very good. Because the Safik Yisr is also a Vada Yisr. What's the difference? Pesach Pesuach is a Safik Yisr. Where Rib Shimon's Chiddush is, that every Safik Yisr is really a Vada Yisr. So according to Reb Shimon, it's very geschmack. According to Reb Shimon, every Safik Yisr is a Vada Yisr. So the Gemara is good. My Kamash Malan Tanina. We learned already that in Issa Dairasi is a Shaviyah Nafsha. According to Rabbi Chanan, it's not so good. According to Rabbi Chanan, what's the My Kamash Malan Tanina? This Tanina is by a case of Vada Yisr. By Vada, yes, you say Shavi Yana Shein Lichad Yisura. Our case, the Pesach Pesuach is a Suffolk. So what do you mean, my Kamash Montanin? What? No, the Gemara's Teretz is that he himself, I would think he's like him, like, he's not sure. Kamash Malan, that we assume he's sure. But even when he's sure, he's only sure that it was Pesach Pesuach. He's not sure that she's awesome. Because even if he's Kimlai, he knows for sure it's Pesach Pesuach, still a Suffolk Yisur, maybe Tachta, maybe not Tachta. So the Gemara's Teretz is that we say he's sure, but even if he's sure, he's only sure that it's Pesach Pesuach. He's still not sure that she's Asur. So this Gemara's Maika Mashmala Tanina would seem to be a Raya to Reb Shimon. It's a Raya, yesterday we mentioned it's a Raya to the Rajba against the Ramba. And even in the Rajba, it's much more glatt according to Reb Shimon's Mahalach. According to Reb Ochanan's Mahalach, the Maika Mashmalan is problematic. Maika Mashmalan Tanina.
It's just more glatt with Reb Shimon, but Reb Ochanan also makes sense because either way,
according to Reb Shimon, is definitely more glatt. It's the same thing. According to Reb Shimon, again, you have to be Nayeg Yisr. According to Reb Ochanan, you have to be Nayeg Yisr. But is it Shavya Nafshe? Did you create a Chaticha Disura? When you say that this is Suffolk Yisr, are you creating a Chaticha Disura? I could say maybe not. You're creating something which is a Suffolk Chaticha Disura. When you create a Suffolk Chaticha Disura, is that a Vada Yisr? I mean, we could argue about it. But you hear the kasha. You hear the kasha. The Ma'akam Ashmal and Tanin is comparing a Vada Yisr. You say, I gave you Kedushin. You're saying the woman is definitely an Eishas Ish. And when you say, Pesach Pesuach Mitzasi, are you saying she's Vada Yisr? No. You're saying she's Vada, not a Besula. Now, it might be Tachtav, it might be not Tachtav. You're saying it's a Suffolk Yisr. It's not the same thing. According to Reb Shimon, it's the same thing, because it's a Vada Yisr. But according to Reb Ochanan, I don't know. I would like you to digest this and to start thinking if this should depend if Shavi Anashi is a neder or if Shavi Anashi is nemanis. I don't want to confuse everybody in one shot. I think if you'll sit down and review this whole kasha from the Maika Mashmalan, I think you can, again, you have to really in your mind digest the kasha. I think if you learn that Shavi Anashi is a neder, you'll be more, it won't be so schwer as if you say it in the months. And I don't want to confuse everybody except to tell you that you should look into it. You should look into it. Because even though the tzad of neder is not everyone's favorite tzad, but a lot of things come out better if you learn it's a din neder. Shavi Anash. Okay, so what we've done yesterday and today is we spoke about Sveikis. And what we've discussed are the basic, what we call the raid, or the basic yeshiva shetaira on Sveikis. Now if you look in the Shev Shmaitza or the Shari Yesher, the first shar of the Shari Yesher is Shara Sveikis. All about the Rambam and the Rashba. Same thing in Shev Shmaitza, the first Shmaitza is all about Sveikis. The second shar is about what? If the Sveikis, what? Havadois, yeah. No, Shara Chazakis. Chazakis. Now I turn to a whole new Indian, which is Taisis Dibra Amasa Loit Tzricha, which is the Indian of Chazaka. You've come across Chazakis in Yeshiva all the time. Nashim and Ezekim, Chazaka de Meikara, Chazaka de Hashta, Chazaka de Medina, you know, Kanimtsa Kanhaya, all the different ways of talking about Chazakis. So let's learn Taisvis, and we are going to discuss Chazakis independent of our discussion of Sveikis. We now turn from Shara Sveikis to Shara Chazakis. And what we're going to discuss today is basically the beginning of Shar Beis and Shar Yashar. The inyan of what a chazaka is, and what it's not. Let's first learn Pashup Shad and Taisvis. You have to appreciate, this is a tiny Taisvis, two lines and two words, two and a half lines. And it's a gigantic Taisvis, because Taisvis here, Shtel Zavek, a rule in Chazakis. So let's learn Taisvis. Light Tzricha Beishas Kayim. We're talking about an Eishas Kayim that was found the night of her marriage. She's not a Basula. We don't know if she Mizana Tachtov. Tachtov means when? After Erisim, between Erisim and Nisuin. And that Tachtov means before Erisim. Okay, so again, if you think about the way we get married today, it's confusing. Because today we do Erisim under the Chuppah. But they did Erisim. She became an Eishas Ish. They didn't have the Chasna until up to 12 months later. During those 12 months, she's an Eishas Ish. And now she's a Ba'ula. We don't know. Was she Mizana during those 12 months? Then she's also to her husband as a kite. Or she Mizana before the 12 months, in which case she's Mutter to her husband. Fractisis. In time. Nuk miyachas kasa, shikshera lukuhuna. She has a chazaka that she's Mutter to a kayin. Where did she get this chazaka that she's Mutter to a kayin? What does it mean she has a chazaka she's Mutter to a kayin? Where do you buy such a chazaka? She's born. Every person is born. Every woman, when she's born, she wasn't Mizana yet. Right? That's for sure. So what does chazaka mean? We know this girl started off a woman who's Mutter to a kayin. That is called chazaka de meikara. The word chazaka de meikara, it's not a gemara anywhere, but it's Rashi's lashon all over the place. Rashi calls it chazaka de meikara. Chazaka de Meikara means she started off a certain way. She started off mutter. V'neimad la'tachta zinsa. What do you do? If you're not sure what to do, you go basa chazaka. Chazaka is she started off mutter to a kayin. So until you can prove that it changed, chazaka says it stayed the same. If she started off mutter, you assume that she's still mutter. That's called chazaka de Meikara. What are some other examples of Chazaka de Meikara? Other examples of Chazaka de Meikara? Let's say you have a mikvah. The mikvah originally was full. You measured it at 40 sa'ar. And people tabled in this mikvah for 5 years. At the end of the 5 years, you measure the mikvah, and now it's missing, it's 39 sa'ar. So everything you did with this mikvah till now is tar. Why? Chazaka de Meikara says it started off a full mikvah, b'stam it's still a full mikvah. Chazaka de Meikara should say that it's a good, that it's kosher. No? That's Chazaka de Meikara. The way it started, that's the way we assume it stayed that way until it changed. Or a different case. You have a girl who doesn't have shtei saris. So she's a nara. She's 12 years old, but she doesn't have shtei saris. Who marries her? She has no shtei saris. Okay, then we don't know what happened. In the meantime, her father accepted Kedushin for her. And then, half a year passed, and she accepted Kedushin. And whatever, the 6 months of Nara Tabayik was passed, no one checked if she has Tesaris. In the meantime, her father accepted Kedushin, she took Kedushin. And now, we check her again, she has Tesaris. Who's Kedushin Achal? Hers, or the father's? So we say the father's Kedushin. Because Meikara, she didn't have Shtei Saris. We don't know when it came. So we assume that until it came, she didn't have Shtei Saris. And Memela, the father's Kedushin, is a father Kedushin. Kobasa Chazaka de Meikara, the way she was originally, that's the way we assume it stayed. Chazaka de Meikara says that it's good. That's Chazaka de Meikara. You've had this Chazaka in Yeshiva many times. Chazaka, the Kamina Chazkasei, person has a chazaka, you assume that the chazaka remained, and you have sveikis, you go bas the chazaka. Can anybody explain what's the svara? They should go bas the chazaka. You have chazaka in yeshiva many times. What's the svara that you should go bas the chazaka? That's the way it was originally, and now it's different. So do you assume it changed earlier or later?
Later.
Is that a svara? There's no reason to assume that it changed until now. Does anybody see the svara? Huh? Maybe I should say, Chazaka Dehashta, now she has Shtei Saris. So I'll assume she had Shtei Saris as far back as I can. Well, now she has Shtei Saris, so let's assume she had it as far back until you know she didn't. Why not change? Right now, she has Shtei Saris. Why should I change it? Right now, it's 39 Sa. Let's assume it at 39 Sa as far back until I changed it.
At the time her father said the condition, we know for a fact she didn't have Shtei Saris.
No, I don't know. I checked her in January. Kedushin was in June. We checked her in December.
Why did you say the same thing by a field? What's up with my field? Kawad. Kimel Shanim. If he's sitting on the field 3 years.
It's different. Chazak is it's the same word, but it's not Chazak. Chazaka works, it's true. Chazaka works, it's good until you prove it changed.
So
what's the svara to that? What's the svara? What's the svara? Let's say you come home at night and you put cookies in your desk drawer and somebody ate the cookies. So you have two brothers. One brother went in at 3 o'clock and the other brother went in at 4 o'clock. They say, Akobas Chazaka, and the 4 o'clock brother ate the cookies. So I assume the cookies were there as long as possible. So they're eating at 3 or they're eating at 4. So Akobas Chazaka, they say he was eating at 4. Does that make sense?
You have reason to sleep, so you go either way. There's reason to go either way.
Yeah, that's right. It's really the way they have no smart sex like a make car. Why is it different?
Because it depends on
the
first brother went in. Once the first brother went in,
why? First brother went in, the cookies are still there.
No, because the chazaka ends with the first brother going in.
Depends on your brother. So you should know, and this is, I don't think there's any machlaikis on this. Chazaka is not a svarim. Chazaka is a gzeres hakasif. Chazaka we learn out of a pasik. The Gemara in Cholin learns it out of the pasik. V'yotza hakayim in habayis, v'hiskir es habayis shiva yamim. It says by Mitzayra that the kayin looks at the tzaras, he goes out of the house, locks the door, and if in the next week he shrinks, comes back a week later, if it got smaller, the house is tar. Maybe between the time that he looked at it and he went out and locked the door, maybe it got smaller before he locked the door. In which case, it didn't get smaller after he locked the door. Maybe the tzaras shrunk when he's on his way out. Now, if he could see it from the doorway is one thing, but you can't always see it. It's the next room. So maybe it shrunk before he locked the door. Gemara says, from here we learn, Chazaka de Meikara, you assume it changed later. If the tzaras changed, you assume it changed at a later time. And there's no assumption it changed until the person knows that it changed. It's Gzeres HaKasav, Chazaka de Meikara. It's not a svar. So getting back to Taisus. What does Taisus say? Nukma cheskasa shikshera lakuna. Taisus is saying, not a svara, but it's a din. It's a din of chazaka, that you go basa chazaka, and you should go basa chazaka and say whatever it was originally didn't change. Emphitaisus ishlaima dadarab. Istan lameima dahashta nibala. Nukma cheskasa gufshi besula. What's the teretz? What's Taisus Teretz? What's Cheskes Aguf? Good. Cheskes Aguf is she was born a Besula. So then we assume she changed from being Besula to being Be'ula as late as possible. Does that make her kosher or possible? If she changed, the suffix is when she was on a Tachtov. Well, not Tachtov. Cheskes Aguf says that she changed later. So Cheskes Aguf says that she changed Tachtav. So Taisvis, what's the biggest side of this Taisvis? The Cheskes Aguf is stronger than Chazaka Dedina. Here we have two Chazakas. Cheskes haguf, a physical chazaka. Did she change from being a basula earlier or later? So we say that she changed later. Cheskes haguf. And she's pasul to a kayin. Or you could say she was born kosher to a kayin. So she stayed that way. That's a chazaka, not a physical chazaka, but chazaka de dina. Chazaka de meikara of a din. Zaktai svis. Chazaka de meikara, which is a cheskes haguf, is stronger than a chazaka de meikara, which is a chazaka de dina. Or you could learn pshat and taisvis differently. Not that it's stronger, but that it's equal, and therefore. What's taisvis lashon mashma? So we could learn taisvis two ways. Huh? So does taisvis mean adarabba, maybe fakir, efshe fakir? What does taisvis mean zicha fakir? Okay, there are two ways to learn Taisus. Taisus is saying that Cheskes Haguf is at least as strong as Cheskes Kshayim. Maybe you can learn Pshat and Taisus that it's stronger. Oh, we're going to have to determine this. But Rav Shimon learns that Taisus Teretz is that Cheskes Haguf is stronger than Cheskes Kashrus. Rav Shimon learns that's the aside of this Taisus, that Cheskes Haguf is stronger than Cheskes Kashrus. And there's a Taisvist later. Taisus and Ayin Heyam at Beis. But Taisus says pretty clearly that Cheskes Haguf is stronger. The words of Taisus, Taisus di Ramasal Aval, the second, there are two Avals. Taisus there, in about the seventh or eighth line, says, Alima lei Cheskes Haguf mishar chazakis. Cheskes Haguf is stronger than all other chazakas. So Taisus there seems to say, maybe we'll get a chance, we'll discuss the case of Ayin Hey, but Taisus there uses the Lashon Alima like Cheskes Haguf Mishar Chazakis. Taisus there is talking about Chazaka Dedina, the woman that has the Chazaka Pnuya Meikara. And Taisus says Cheskes Haguf is stronger than Chazaka the Meikara of Din. And Mela, that would appear to be the Taisus opinion here as well. So why isn't it Pasuk? Okay, good. All right, let's... let's try, first of all, to set up the basic rule of Chazakis. Okay, what we'll try to do is go through the rule and then we'll plug it in. Yitz Hashem. We'll have to continue it tomorrow. But I think it's more important to get the rules of Chazaka straight and then to deal with it. There are three types of Chazakas in Shas. Chazak Cheskes Haguf. Chazaka de Meikara, which is a Chazaka de Dina. And the third is something which we call a Chazaka d'Hashta. Chazaka d'Hashta. And those three Chazakis go in that order. Now, let me explain. You have the word Chazaka used in Shas many times. Like Cheskes Gimel Shanim, and Cheskes Habatim, or Chazaka in Adam Pereta Echzmanoi. Those are not Chazakis. Those are assumptions. It has nothing to do with Chazaka. Chazaka that we're talking about today, Shara Chazakis, are these three Chazakis. Chazaka, Cheskes Haguf, to say it didn't change the way it was originally, it stayed. Then there's something, Chazaka Dedina, which is whatever the halacha was originally, the halacha stayed. We learned those two out of Tzaras. Rav Shimon says we learned them both out of Tzaras. Why is one stronger than the other? So Rav Shimon explains the Svara. Mecheskes Haguf is first, Chazaka de Dina is second, Chazaka de Hashta is third. What's Chazaka de Hashta? Chazaka de Hashta would be, let's say I have a mikveh, and somebody went and filled the mikveh, but he didn't measure it. And the mikveh is standing there for 2 weeks, people use the mikveh. And after 2 weeks, I measure the mikveh, and it's 39 sa. Possible. Chazaka de Hashta says that just like it's possible now, it was possible for the last 2 weeks. When he originally filled it up, why should I say it changed? Why should I say it changed? If I have no reason to say it changed, if now it's possible, I assume 2 weeks ago it was possible. Follow? If now it's possible, I assume it was that way 2 weeks ago. Why? Because there's no chazaka de meikara. I didn't check it originally. So there's nothing that's a stira. So chazaka de hashta says, if now it has 39 sa, I assume it had 39 sa all along. Somebody, if it doesn't have an original chazaka, then I assume it didn't change. I assume the way it is now, that's the way it always was. That's chazaka de hashta. Chazaka de hashta is the weakest chazaka. There's some who hold there's no such thing as chazaka de hashta. We say there is. There are three chazakas. So again, you have chazaka de meikara, which by cheskes haguf. Then you have chazaka de meikara, which is a chazaka de dina. And then you have chazaka de hashta. That's the order of their strength. Okay, just marking it down. It's not complicated. But cheskes haguf, which is the most similar to mitzayra. That's one. Number two is Chazaka de Dina. And that's weaker. That's based on our Taisus and Taisus and Daf Den Hey. And number three is Chazaka de Hashem. Now, there are cases where there's something called Tarti Lareyasa. Tarti Lareyasa means Tarti L'Reyesa means is if you have this is stronger than this and this is stronger than this, but if you have these two together, if you have a case where you have both of these together, then they're stronger than this. That's called Tarti L'Reyesa. It's actually a Machlekes Remei and the Chachamim. We paskin
any two or
no, these two against this. Any other two, if it's this and anything else, it certainly wins. But if it's number two and number three against number one, then it wins. And the case which the Mishnah talks about is when somebody has a mikveh, which was originally 40 sa'at, and he tevel kelim, or he tevel people, and now the mikveh is chaser. So here, kol ha-tahayroi shenitfalu temeyos. We say everything that was tevel for these 2 weeks that we didn't check is tameh. Why? I told you before that there's a cheskes haguf on a mikveh. If the mikveh originally had 40 saw, we assume it had 40 saw till the last minute. Everything should be tar. No. The halach is not that way. Because you have tarti l'reya, so what are the tarti? The keli you tevelled had a chazaka de dina that it's tameh. Because the keli you tivled before you tivled it, it was tameh. The keli started off tameh. That means it's a chazaka de meikara, it's a chazaka de dina. It's not a mitzias, it's a din. The chazaka is the keli started off tameh. So that's a chazaka de meikara, that it was tameh. The mikveh, which today we measure, has 39 saw, has a chazaka de hashta, that it is chaser. So in this case, we have tarti l'reyesa. Sai, the keli had a cheskes tameh before you titled it. The chazaka de dina was that it started off tameh, probably stayed tameh. And a chazaka de hashta, the mikveh is now chaser. So now, you have two things against one. So when you have two against one, we pass like the Chachamim, Tati L'Reyesa, that the two, Chazaka D'Hashta, and Cheskes Tameh, Chazaka D'Dina, win against the Chazaka D'Meikara of the body, of the Guf HaMikra. That's called Tati L'Reyesa. People learn Tati L'Reyesa, like if you're going to learn the Pnei Yeshua and the Rebbe Kivego, I'm going to speak out in a minute, on Agamara. If I would have given you this morning to look up the Pnei Yeshua, I'm sure you would have opened the Pnei Yeshua. Yeshua asks, Aitza Tati L'Reyesa, you wouldn't have any clue what he's talking about. Because he doesn't explain, he assumes that you understand. That's always the problem. That the Achreinim assume you understand certain things. But now, you do understand, I hope. Tati L'Reyesa just means, to repeat, that if you have a mikveh, which was originally 40 sa'ah, 2 weeks later is 39 sa'ah, you don't know what to do. Chazaka, Cheskes HaGuf says it had 40 sa'ah till the last minute. Chazaka D'Dina says, no, when you titled the keli, it was Cheskes Tameh, it remained Tameh. It says it's 39 sa'ah. Chazaka D'Hashta says, now it's 39, it was probably 39 originally. The Tarti L'Reyesa, the Chazaka D'Hashta, the Lashon there is Hari Chasa L'Fonecha. That means Chazaka D'Hashta. You see now that it's Chasa. Plus, the Cheskes Tumah of the Keli, those two are Tarti L'Reyesa, and they win, or so to speak, we follow them, they win against the Chazaka D'Meikah. Yeah?
You're saying that the big finality, it's the whole time was less than 40. We say that this thing, because of the only reason it's 2 to 1 is because of this thing. If you have a suffix of something's coming out, and you can title that thing, so you don't have these 2 against 1. It's not, you're not saying that Mikvah is coming. You're saying that in this situation,
Keli is coming. No, I'm being down on the Keli, not on the Mikvah. You're right. If you look at it just at the Mikvah, you won't have 2 against 1. It's only because you look at it, Lagavi the Keli. And if you look at it, Lagavi the Keli, then it's because of it. Right, does everyone follow this Tati L'Reyesa? It's simple enough, but it's complicated. You know, it's if you get it, it's simple. If you don't get it, it gets very confusing. Because basically what we're doing is we're saying there are a bunch of types of chazaka, this one's stronger than this, except. So we're saying, except. Is there a reason?
Yeah.
Is there a reason that the two are stronger than the one? I'm sure there is. And I imagine that Shimon explains it, although I don't recall where. And we can try to talk about it. As a matter of fact, we will. We're going to talk about the reason tomorrow. But, okay. This is good. This rule of Tati L'Reyesa, the rule of Chazaka, you have straight. Before we go any weiter. These rules on the Geya anywhere in Shas. Anytime you have Chazaka. The truth is that we all should take these rules and put it on the rule index card and pull it out anytime you have Chazaka. Or anytime you have Svek Sveika, and we're going to have from Daf, we're going to have through Daf Yud Gimel, we're going to have Chazakis and Svek Sveikas plenty of times. This is just that. There's the Aleph Beis. This is what you have to pull out. No, what Chazakis are. If you know what Chazakis are, it's easier to deal with it. Otherwise, every time you talk to L'Reyesa, you have to start to think back what it is. It has to become your language. You have to understand. You know, if you were ever in Eretz Yisrael, people talk to you in Hebrew. Some people are fluent in Hebrew, and some people are less fluent. So they're always talking too fast. Right? That's why they talk too fast. Is that true? I'll explain to you why they're talking too fast, and you should understand this. The way your mind works, everybody's mind works, there are certain things that you absorb you don't have to think about. You absorb them. There are certain things you have to concentrate on. So if you hear a shir in English, so, the meaning of the word, if the person giving the shiur says a word in English, you don't have to concentrate, what does it mean? You can just, you absorb the meaning, you concentrate on what that means, on the connection of all the words. So maybe you come away with something. When you hear something in a language you're not fluent in, so what are you concentrating on? You're concentrating on the translation of the words. So you have to do two things. You have to translate the words, and then you have to understand what he's talking about. So he's talking too fast. Because you can only concentrate on one thing at a time. You know, there's a fellow in the Navi Shir who does sign language for the deaf. You know, I always tell people, if you're afraid to come to the Navi Shir, you're scared you'll be bored. Don't worry. Just sit upstairs and watch this guy doing sign language. It's fascinating. Fascinating. The way he does sign language. I mean, especially if you hear the words and then you know, you can hear. He does. So he once told me, after every shiur, he has no idea what I was talking about. No clue. I mean, because he's busy doing sign language. He doesn't know what the shiur was about. The same thing, when you learn Tati L'Reyesa, if every time you read Tati L'Reyesa, you have to start translating, you're not going to have any clue what the person's talking about. Because you're busy translating and you can't apply it. What you have to do is chazer into yourself the simple Taita of Tati L'Reyesa. And then we could talk about it. The Yeshua asks on this Taisvis that this is it. He has a kash on Taisvis Teretz. Taisvis Teretz is that Cheskes HaGuf is stronger than Chazaka Dedina. Frak the Pnei Yeshua, by us, it's Tarti L'Reyesa. It's Tarti L'Reyesa against you. What in the world does a Pnei Yeshua mean? So by the time you come to share tomorrow, you're going to know what it means. Because you'll be fluent in what Tarti L'Reyesa means. And you'll know the Pnei Yeshua is Kasha. You'll do one better. Pnei Yeshua, I don't believe, says a Teretz. Rabbi Kiva Eiga says a Teretz. Now, there's a very long Rabbi Kiva Eiga on this sugya. Rabbi Kiva Eiga was a genius. If any Chazakis and Sveikis, he always has this big arichos on it. I suggest that you take my Rabbi Kiva Eiga, which I have a kivitz in my shtender, and I have a mark where Rabbi Kiva Eiga asks the same kash as Pnei Yeshua, and another mark where he says the Teretz. Now, if you want, you can go through the whole Rabbi Kiva Eiga, but if it becomes difficult, I suggest you do is learn just that piece, where he asks the kash of Tati L'Reyesa, and then where he answers it, and that's going to be the focus of tomorrow's shiur.